It's the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra from their newly issued recording titled The Kansas City Suite. The music of Benny Carter is played here by the SRJO, co-directed by Clarence Acox and Michael Brockman. This recording was made a few years ago in concert at the Kirkland Performance Center in March of 2008. It was previously heard as part of one of our regular broadcasts of the SRJO here on Jazz Northwest. Soloists here included Hadley Kallman on tenor saxophone, Thomas Marriott on trumpet, Randy Halberstadt at the piano, Milo Peterson on guitar, and Phil Sparks on bass from the Kansas City Suite of Benny Carter, the new recording from the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, and a piece called Blue Five Jive. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Today we're going to be listening to a few new recordings. We're also going to be listening to some seasonal favorites as we begin to get into the holiday concert season. We'll be telling you about some upcoming jazz events as related to the holidays and other activities coming up in the coming weeks. Here is a new one from the Collier and Dean duo. This is Tom Collier on vibes and Dan Dean on bass, and they are joined in their new recording in this tune by Don Grusin on piano, Alex Acuna on drums, Gary Herbig is the saxophonist, he's heard on alto and barry, John Morton on guitar, and a tune by Tom Collier titled Mallet Tech. Thank you. Boy, that's a hustling piece, isn't it? Tom Varner Nonet and a piece called Seattle Blues with solos by Mark Taylor on alto sax and Tom Varner on French horn, Thomas Marriott on trumpet. From the album Nine Surprises, Tom Varner Nonet and Seattle Blues. Before that was Collier and Dean, Tom Collier, vibes and marimba, and Dan Dean on electric bass, Don Grusin at the piano, Alex Acuna on drums, and the saxophonist, and they're heard on alto and barry, Gary Herbig. That's from the new CD by Collier and Dean, Sleek Buick. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Here are some of our picks for live jazz today and this week. Taj Mahal is at Jazz Alley, annual run closing tonight. Devon Lewis in limited edition playing tonight at Tula's. Paige Hansen sings at the iconic Cliff House overlooking Commencement Bay in Tacoma tonight. And there's a new jam session at the Angry Beaver on Greenwood near 85th in Seattle that's been added to the line of Sunday jams. Most jazz fans will be headed to Jazz Alley Monday night for a celebration of life for the late bass player Buddy Catlett. Clarence Acock's Legacy Quartet and the Bob Hammer Trio with Ham Carson will be playing and backing guests Monday night. Reservations are recommended. There's going to be a big turnout for this, I'm sure. Also Monday night, David Benoit pays a Christmas tribute to Charlie Brown at the Edmonds Center for the Arts. The Smith-Stalins Big Band plays a holiday show at Tula's on Wednesday. Chuck Kissler and Dan Greenblatt are featured at Boxley's on Thursday night. And the Roy Hargrove Quintet opens a four-night run at Jazz Alley on Thursday night. Friday begins with Happy Hour at the Latona with Phil Sparks Trio starting at 5. Jacqueline Tabor will be at Tula's, and the Mark Seals Group plays at Tula's on Saturday night. Holiday concerts coming up include Cool Yule with the Blue Street Voices on Thursday at the Mount Baker Community Center in Seattle. Next weekend, Rich Wetzel's Groovin' Higher Holiday Concert at Tacoma Community College on Saturday. Roosevelt High School Jazz Band plays the Ellington Strayhorn arrangements of Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker for a jazz nutcracker on Saturday night and Sunday afternoon next weekend at the RHS Performing Arts Center. The KPLU Christmas Jam featured special guest Gail Pettis singing with the PLU Jazz Ensemble at Mary Baker Russell Music Center on Thursday, December 11th at noon. And Jose Gonzalez Trio plays a Charlie Brown Christmas at Cornish Playhouse at Seattle Center December 11th at 8 p.m. And the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra plays the 26th annual Seattle Concert of Duke Ellington's Sacred Music for soloists, chorus, and orchestra on Friday, December 20th at Town Hall. And that one's virtually always a sellout, too. For more info about other good places to go for live jazz, check the KPLU Jazz Calendar as well as the Earshot Jazz Calendar at earshot.org. Here's some music from the late Buddy Catlett. This is from a recording that was arranged by Greg Williamson and Jay Thomas to feature Buddy Catlett. It came out on the Pony Boy record label about 10 years ago, I think it was now. The album was called Here Comes Buddy Catlett. It features the late bass player and Jay Thomas on trumpet and tenor sax, Greg Williamson on drums, and this Blues for Buddy. Thank you. That's the Roosevelt High School Jazz Band, directed by Scott Brown, in music from one of their performances of The Nutcracker, the Duke Ellington Billy Strayhorn arrangement of Tchaikovsky's music performed by the Roosevelt Jazz Band. And that was the section billed as the Dance of the Floridors, with Duncan Robinson, the trombonist, leading into the piece there. Katie Shefflin was the clarinetist. Peter Anderson also had a trombone solo. Amelia Albert was the baritone saxophonist, and Grant McVacker on trumpet toward the end there. Dance of the Floridors from the Roosevelt High Jazz Band. And before that, we were listening to the late Buddy Catlett on bass, playing with Jay Thomas on tenor sax and Greg Williamson on drums from the album Here Comes Buddy Catlett. We heard Blues for Buddy. And that comes from the album Here Comes Buddy Catlett, a celebration of life for the late bass player. Monday night at Demetrio's Jazz Alley, full house expected, lots of great players, including Clarence Acock's Legacy Band, which hasn't been heard much since the New Orleans closed, but they played there every Wednesday night for years. And Buddy Catlett played with them, too, on occasion. So that's some bittersweet memories, I'm sure, coming up on Monday night at Jazz Alley. Roosevelt High plays its Jazz Nutcracker next weekend. They will be playing in the Roosevelt High Performing Arts Theater. Wonderful space, incidentally, if you haven't been there. It's a great place to listen to music like this. The Roosevelt High Jazz Band will be playing next Saturday night and Sunday afternoon for the Jazz Nutcracker annual performance. Well, you're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming on the web at kplu.org. Here is one of our favorite pieces of holiday music. This comes from the album by the late Don Lanfear, Year Round Christmas, one of our all-time favorite Christmas albums. Don Lanfear is heard here with Jonathan Pugh on trumpet, Jeff Hay on trombone, Mark Seals piano, Chuck Dierdorf bass, Dean Hodges on drums. First, a brief overture leading into a great arrangement of Jingle Bells. Don Lanfear from Year Round Christmas. Thank you. That's Thomas Marriott on trumpet, one of his original compositions from his latest album titled Urban Folklore. That was Living on the Minimum for all the people who are living on the minimum this Thanksgiving weekend when it's the beginning of the season of wretched excess, and there are a lot of people out there who are still struggling. Thomas Marriott on trumpet, composer of the piece, Orrin Evans at the piano, Eric Rivas on bass, and Donald Edwards on drums. Urban Folklore, the album. The preceding piece, one of our favorites from the season, Don Lanvier, heard on tenor and mostly soprano sax, from the album Year Round Christmas, including the overture and a wonderful arrangement of Jingle Bells. Jonathan Pugh on trumpet and Jeff Hay on trombone, completing the front line with Don Lanvier on soprano and tenor sax, Mark Seals, piano, Chuck Dierdorf, bass, and Dean Hodges on drums, from the album Year Round Christmas. If you don't have that in your library, find one, because it's a wonderful disc. It came out on Origin Records, recorded years ago. Well, we have time for one more, and this comes from the Steve Tressler Group's album Center Song, featuring Ingrid Jensen on trumpet and Steve Tressler on tenor saxophone, along with Dan Kramlich on piano, John Hamer on bass, and Steve Korn on drums, from the album Center Song, Cold Hammered.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tune composed by the tenor saxophonist Steve Tressler's group and a piece called Cold Hammered that he wrote inspired by the sound of the old Blue Note recordings of the 50s and 60s. Steve Tressler on tenor sax, joined here by Ingrid Jensen on trumpet. Dan Kramlich was the pianist, with John Hamer on bass and Steve Korn on drums in that piece Cold Hammered from Steve Tressler Group CD Center Song. That's it for today. Jim Wilkie here. Hope you've enjoyed the music with us. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley coming up next with The Art of Jazz. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedar Woolley.